Next bit. She appeared from nowhere. I was got a bit of a fright there.
Okay, I would like to speak particularly to any children who are here this morning. So I wonder if there are children here, if you wanted to come a bit closer, and you can just come and sit down here. I'll need some helpers at some point. Okay. Well, today is Easter Day, and that's a really special day for Christians because on Easter Day, we particularly remember and celebrate the fact that Jesus is alive. Jesus died on a cross, and he was buried in a tomb. But 3 days later, he'd come back to life again. Now, it's not every day that somebody comes back to life, and some people might say that they don't believe that. They don't believe that Jesus came back to life. It can't be true. But this morning, I want to tell you about four clues, if you like, that I found that show us that Jesus did come back to life and we can believe that. Okay? Now, the first one that I've got here, could somebody read what this says? Ellen, I'll come to you.
The empty tomb.
Okay, the empty tomb. Okay. So 3 days after Jesus was buried, some ladies went to the tomb, but when they got there, they discovered that the tomb was empty. Jesus' body wasn't there. But where had it gone? And some people said maybe the guards moved it, or maybe the disciples had stolen it. But nobody ever found the body, so they couldn't prove that. And if someone had wanted to move the body, first they would have had to have moved that big giant stone that was in front of the entrance to the tomb. And I don't believe that anyone could have moved that without being noticed. So the tomb was empty. Okay, the second clue I've got here. Can someone read this for me? It says over 500 witnesses, okay? And witnesses are people that have seen things and tell people about it. And it wasn't just one or two people that saw Jesus and met him after he came alive again. It was over 500 people, it tells us in the Bible. So the tomb was empty, and all these people were able to say that they'd managed to see Jesus come alive. Okay, for the third clue I've got here, we need to look to the disciples, some of the people that Alistair was just talking about. Now, after Jesus died, the disciples were really scared that they were going to be killed as well, and they were really afraid. So they hid away and they locked themselves in a room. But after Jesus came back to life and they saw him, the Bible tells us that they were changed. They weren't afraid anymore. After they'd met with Jesus, they went out to all the cities and towns round about, and they told thousands of people that Jesus was alive. And some of them were even put in prison or even killed because the people in charge didn't want to admit that Jesus was alive. But the disciples knew it was true, and they wanted to tell everyone about it. Okay. And for the final clue I've got here is that I believe it's not just the disciples 2,000 years ago that were changed, but that Jesus still changes people today. And I know and I can believe that Jesus is alive because he's changed me. Like the disciples, he's helped me not to be afraid anymore. And I know that he's alive because although I can't see him, I know that Jesus is with me every single day. So we can believe that Jesus is alive because the tomb was empty, there was all the people that saw him, the disciples were changed, and most importantly, Jesus still changes people and helps people today. Let's pray and thank Jesus for that. Thank you, Jesus, that you didn't stay dead in the tomb, but that you came alive again. Thank you that you're still alive today and that you continue to change and help each one of us. Help us to know that you are alive and you are with us today. Amen. Okay, thank you. You can go back to your seats, boys and girls. And we're going to sing our next song, which is Jesus is Alive. And we're going to take up the offering during this song as well.